When my kids were little, I would wake up to a sound in the house. And from the time, gracious, my daughters were little, they had a basketball in their hand. And and as time progressed, you know, we just always played ball in the house. We'd pass it. They loved it. And so they just had it in their hand. I made sure that they, you know, had a good ball. And we did break a few things, but it was a sweet sound. And in my mind, it's still a sweet memory of hearing, is somewhere in the house, you'd hear a little ball bouncing on the floor. And, you know, some people that would drive crazy. To me, it's a sweet memory to have that. Well, today I woke up and I was just kind of sitting, just relaxing for a little bit, gathering my thoughts. And off in the distance in the house, I hear a familiar sound. I hear a ball hit the floor a couple times and then stop, and then hit the floor a few times and then stop, and then hit the floor a few times again and stop. And I thought, what in the world is going on in my house? What youngin is in there? And I peeped around the corner to see, and old Blue has picked up the family tradition. He literally was dropping the ball, let it hit a couple times, and then grab it. And in essence, he was dribbling like the best, I guess, a dog can dribble. But he was playing ball, and and it was just a sweet, familiar sound. And I kind of just stopped and was thankful, thanking God for the blessings that He's given me over the years, kids that that are precious and love one another. You know, in the end, it's the love, isn't it? That's what really matters. And so I'm thanking God for that. And then here's this dog, who not only yawns like me and makes the same kind of crazy noises, but he now dribbles the ball like my kids. And you know, the familiar things, the familiar sounds are precious. And when I think of back on life, of the things that really matter, the people that He's placed in my life, I can hear the voice of someone talking to a parent somewhere and saying, "Daddy." And I've actually heard people that sound so much like my kids that I turn around and to see. That's a precious sound, isn't it? And I wonder if our Heavenly Father, you know, there in heaven, when He hears our cry, when He observes our daily routines, when He hears us say, "Abba, Lord," or call out to Him, if those familiar tones are also precious to Him. Somehow in my heart, I think if He makes them precious to me, then they must also be precious to Him when He hears His children going about their life, trusting Him, living for Him. The sound of our prayers, the sound of our praise, the sound of our worship, the sound of our song, the sound of our yawns, the sound of our groans. I believe that these are familiar and precious things that God has given. And I believe also not only to us to enjoy from those that we love, but also something that He probably enjoys. And this is just me. I mean, I don't know. It's a Joe Barrettism, but in my mind, I can't imagine that God does not truly enjoy hearing the sound of His children's voice calling on His name. How precious. This has been Joe Barrett on a rainy Tuesday, wishing you a great day. And I trust that God will bless you.